Hello, thanks for tuning in to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the leadership podcast with me, Tom Hallett. This podcast is all about providing you with insights and tips to help you on your journey towards exceptional leadership. Hello and welcome. It's Tom Hallett back on the Learn, Grow, Succeed leadership podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you're listening, whenever you're listening to us. Today's podcast is all about running an effective virtual training event. Now, some of you listening to this will be really au fait and have been for maybe a number of years now on virtual training. Some of you may have been plunged into the depths of virtual training through the COVID situation that we all around the world find ourselves in. And others may still be sitting there thinking, virtual training, you know, I don't really understand it. Does it really work? I don't really want to go down that route. So whatever position you're in, today's podcast aims to enlighten you a little bit more on virtual training and how to make them really effective. What we'll go through today is the fact that the most critical thing when you're creating virtual content is to plan it really well, and yes, to get a little bit of help from the experts, because it is different to walking into a classroom in front of a group of people. And by the end of today's podcast, I really hope that you're going to leave thinking that virtual training can be a really, really effective tool to augment your training, your learning arsenal for your teams, your businesses. There are also some really great parts of virtual training, which arguably make them for certain subjects and certain times much better than face-to-face. Now, before we get into the detail, if you're new to the podcast, very, very big welcome and thank you for joining us today. And for all of our podcasts, apart from the sort of off-the-cuff ones that I do, there's always a transcript of them on our website, as well as in the sort of blurb wherever you get your podcasts. And that means if there's any links, or indeed you want to read something because I've said it too fast or you don't quite understand, then please do go back and look at that. Over a number of years, we've also been creating a lot of online content for your leadership journeys. So do check that out at www.xl-communications.com. And there's white papers, there's webinars, there's all sorts of stuff in there. And you can have a little look through and see what floats your boat. So let's get started with my essential points to running effective virtual training sessions. And at this point, I just think it's probably worth pointing out that when I'm talking about virtual training sessions in this podcast, I'm talking more about those sort of pre-recorded on-demand virtual session, virtual content. So your webinars, maybe if you're pre-recording videos or things like that. What we're not going to go to in this podcast is if you're running those live in-person events where you still have an expert facilitator and a live group of people there. The hints and tips on getting those to be a success. We'll do a separate podcast on that one because it's not entirely different, but there's another host of skills on top of the ones we're going to go through today that you need for those live events. Where today's tips will be useful to you is whether you're creating those pre-recorded or pre-prepared training events. But this may be whether you're running them internally yourself or one of your team. But equally, if you're using the skills of a training organization like ourselves at XL, the points we're going to go through today are equally things you're going to need to think to ensure that training event or that learning event has an impact on your teams and achieves the outcomes that you want it to. There are going to be 4 points today, so hopefully that's pretty easy to remember. But again, you can go back and read the transcript to revisit them. So let me begin with the first one, and that is creating a game plan for your event. Now, creating a game plan, it's all about the core strategy for your training event. And first things first, before you get into anything else, I want you to think about the following questions. Do pause and grab a piece of paper and a pen if you want to write these down. If you're in the situation where you can, if you're in the car, then go back and look at that transcript later. So what is going to be the topic of your training event? And a tip here, also just think about the name for it. I know it's, it sounds obvious, but a catchy title can go a really long way in the world of training. So make sure yours is punchy if you can. Maybe use a bit of alliteration or something like that. Even if this is for your team and they're going to join it, not because they want to, but because they have to. If it's got an engaging title, they're going to come in with a much more open attitude. Now, the second one, and probably the most important of all the things to think about before while you're planning your training event, is what outcomes are you hoping for from this training event? And if you're a manager creating a training event for your program, I'm sure you'll have your own outcomes, but make sure you're thinking about these from the participant. What are they going to know as a result of this training session? What are they going to be doing as a result of this training session? And how are they going to feel when the training session finishes? And if you can write down the answer to those three questions, you're going to be in a much better place for planning an engaging event. Now we're on to some specifics. Who's going to host the event? Is it you? Is it somebody else? Are you going to have any guest speakers? Can be a really great way to add to the interest and the impact that a session has. Is it going to be live? As I said, that does require probably a whole host of additional skills to what we're going to cover today. But you do have a think about whether the outcomes you want to achieve are going to be achieved, easy for me to say, if you do them as an on-demand training session, or does it actually need to be live so you can get that engagement? Or indeed, do you need both? Are you going to create a learning journey, which is a very powerful tool where they have both on-demand content and live content? What time and date are you going to choose to host this learning event? If it's on demand, not so much of an issue, but if it's live, does it allow for different time zones? If you've got people from around the world, particularly now everyone's working remotely as I record this. How are you going to promote the event? Whether that is internal for your teams or external, do you need a little bit of a comms plan to again make sure people come to the event excited to get involved or to listen in? And what platform are you going to use to host the event? Are you going to record it on your iPhone? Are you going to record it on something like I'm doing here? I'm using Audacity, which is just an audio recording. Are you going to use video and use different formats to do that? Or are you going to use WebEx and record a webinar through something like that, or Zoom webinar? Now, there's a lot to think about here, and this is not an exhaustive list of all the things you'll have to think about. And I do hope that a number of the things I've run through you already know straight away. For example, you'll probably have a topic in mind and that you want to host your event around, an idea of what you're looking to get from hosting the training, but write them down. Do a little bit of a plan on paper so that you can highlight any holes that you've got in your thinking. So let's move on to the next point, the next guide, part of the guide, and that is creating your event. Your trainees event should be around a topic that you're knowledgeable about. I'll pause and let that sink in. Am I stating the obvious? Well, I think I should be stating the obvious, that you should know what you're talking about. But in the world we live in at the moment, where content gets thrown out left, right and centre, all too often you can walk into situations where people are trying to blag their way through it. And believe me, you'll get caught out. So if you're going to run a training event, make sure you're knowledgeable about the subject, and that you've got all the answers that you need and all that knowledge in your head. If you don't, I would suggest that you look for someone who can support you, who can fill the gaps in your knowledge, or indeed run the event on your behalf. And the next point, another one which I hope is fairly obvious, and is that the training event must contain real value for everyone who attends. When people are giving up their time to be on these events, maybe you're doing this for a public audience. You know, it's not a sales pitch. Make sure there is real value being added for everyone, that they're going to leave with something that adds to their knowledge, their their life, their skills, their capability, whatever the case may be. Now, I've already mentioned a catchy title can help. And if you are aiming your training event at that more public audience, or indeed an internal audience where you want to gain their interest early on, try putting an open question in the title, because this creates an open loop in the participant's mind. And an open loop question is where you is when you set up an intriguing situation which leaves the reader, the participant, the attendee wanting to know more. So by asking an enticing question in your title, participants are more likely to register and join and to close the loop. As humans, we naturally want to complete patterns and answer questions. So if you've asked a really powerful question, you're going to have people desperate to join the session. Next up, when you're planning out the actual content of your training event, map it into sections or chunks or little modules. Each section must have a clear message, and the more concise you can deliver that message, the better. Otherwise, people will switch off if your content feels excessively drawn out or waffly. Next point in your content creation is think about the visuals that you're going to create for the session. That might be slides, flip charts. It may be something you're going to do live within the session, depending on how advanced you're feeling or how innovative you're feeling. But you do want some sort of visuals for each topic area so that attendees have something to look at while you're talking through each section. And you can also use visuals to include exercises you want people to work through too. Even if this is a pre-recorded session, you can get people to do exercises and ask them just to pause it whilst leaving that visual on the screen which tells them what to do. Now, at Excel, when we're doing in-person training, we have a policy where we do minimal use of PowerPoint slides, if at all, because death by PowerPoint is something we've all experienced and that we don't want to experience again. Now, don't make the same mistake when you're moving into virtual. You can still do death by PowerPoint. The visuals are there as exactly that. They're visuals to enhance the program and engage the participants. They're not there as a pointer for you, the person facilitating, to just read off. It is just as boring, if not more boring, in virtual. And actually, at least in virtual, people can switch off if it's really boring. So they are pointers, and they're to add to the visual and the interest of the session. Now, next up, it's the practicalities of actually hosting an event, which can often catch people out. So next, I want to go through what you have to or what you practically need to do before you start promoting your event to whoever it is you want to attend it. So getting prepared. Now, here in the UK, there are several great platforms out there at the moment for you to host your training events. There's Zoom, GoToMeeting, GoToWebinar. You can use FaceTime. You can record it on your phone if it's pre-recorded. There's a thousand things out there for how you do it, but make sure you pick one and do a bit of research into which ones have the features that you want for your training. If you're doing this for a business, you may be told which ones to use based on the company preference. But also think about things like, do you want to record your session or your webinar to use as training material afterwards? And if so, clearly, you're going to need a platform which supports that. And you're going to have to worry about things like GDPR in there. So we won't go into that here because I'm not an expert and I don't want to bore you to death. But my critical point on the technology is have a test run. Get involved with your tech team if you are lucky enough to have one. If you don't have a tech team, call upon your children, your parents, your girlfriends, boyfriends, husbands, wives. If you can't get any of those, drag someone in off the street to join in. But practice using the technology first. You don't want to be that person who is spending 10 minutes of a training program trying to figure out which button to press. So run it through every time. Also, one little tip when you're running the program, if you are just having a few more seconds longer to figure out how to do something than you would have wished, commentate your way through it on the recording so that people don't think you're just forgotten what's going on. If you just say, oh, I'm just looking for the button to launch the poll or put you into a breakout room, people will understand that sometimes you have a bit of a blank mind. Now, during the event, there's an amazing opportunity to get engagement. If it's live, that's sort of live engagement, but even if it's pre-recorded, you can get real engagement. And you can do this by allowing participants to contribute. So make sure you get to grips with all of the features of your platform beforehand. Even if this is the basics of knowing how to pause recording while you allow people the time to go away and do an exercise. And do remember that not all attendees will be tech savvy, so make sure you know exactly how everything works so that everything runs smoothly for you. And for them, I guess, critically. For some inspiration, you can check out examples on our website, again, www.xl-communications.com, because we've got a load of webinars on there, which gives you an example of those pre-recorded learning interventions that you can do. But also, we regularly run open live sessions with a facilitator, which you'd be welcome to join in on to see how we do it in that setting as well. So, there were 4 points, as I said, so we're going to move into the last one. And now, you know, you're confident that everything's ready to go. You've got a good plan for your event. You can start to promote it. And you've run the event. You've either recorded it, you've done it live. You're really happy with where you've been. Does it all finish there? No. This leads me on to point number 4. The next thing to think about is the encouraging engagement and follow-up following the training event. So as I said, you're sitting there, you're really proud of yourself that you've done a really exciting, engaging and impactful virtual training session. But if you just walk away now, there will be some things that people remember, but the same as if it was in a classroom, people are going to forget a lot of what you told them. We just don't have the capacity to retain everything. So therefore, the way to improve the retention is to get engagement and follow up after the event. In many ways, actually, once you've done the training event with people, that's the start of their learning journey. And of course, it's the start of your learning journey. So make sure you're asking attendees to provide feedback for the event. And this not only gives you some real valuable things to work on for the next one, it also keeps the conversation open between yourself and your audience. And that can be a way to continue the journey for them in whatever subject you're talking to them about. Also, in an email, redirect attendees to other resources you can provide them with. This could be videos, previous webinars, downloadable reports. You will have noticed I've done that quite a lot in this podcast. It may be your podcast that you're thinking about starting, who knows. But again, by creating a multi-channel approach to the learning, you're going to really increase the effectiveness of what you've been doing. Ask the people to connect with you on LinkedIn to keep them informed of any further webinars that you're creating. Of course, this is if we're talking about an open session. If it's internally, make sure you check in with them. Can you get the group together in a certain amount of time? Can you set homework after the event itself, and then get people to report back or email you back with what worked, what didn't work for them, and any problems that they're facing. The longer you can keep people talking about the subject, the more embedded in their day-to-day it's going to become, and the bigger impact on your business it's going to have. So there we have it, my guide to hosting a virtual training event. I hope you found it useful and it inspires you to get out there and start planning your own event. And as I said, the one thing we haven't covered in a lot of detail here are those specifics of live events, such as creating engagement when you have a number of people there with you. So we'll go into that in another podcast, so please check back in the not too distant future. Keep washing those hands, stay healthy, and I'll speak to you next time.